No, you're wrong. That means I don't agree with you. But is it appropriate? 不论是开商务会议还是和男朋友吵架，有时候我们需要表达自己不同的观点，甚至是反对。观点有分歧很正常，毕竟 everybody always thinks they're right。今天我们分三种情况来看，不同意别人的观点，用英语应该怎么说？第一种 the direct way， 最直接的说法。第二种 the polite way， 礼貌的说法。我们会介绍三个要素，可以用在比较正式或者商务场合中。最后，如果实在聊不下去了，我们要怎么说才能搁置争议又不伤和气呢？这个我们会在第三部分讲到。首先，直接并不一定就等于欠揍。如果你跟对方很熟悉，或者彼此都喜欢开诚布公的话，那直接一点完全 OK。
Mr. President, I disagree.
但如果对方是一个很敏感的人，尤其不喜欢听别人批评自己的话 ，which is everybody， 那跟他们太直接，那就真的是欠揍了。方便起见，我们分直接等于欠揍和直接不等于欠揍两种情况来看。No, you're wrong. You don't know what you're saying. You have no idea what you're talking about. You must be joking.That's absolute nonsense. 最后最直接干脆的办法。
Shut up!
比较直接但是不太欠揍。除了前面讲到的 I disagree, 还可以说 I don't agree, 或者 I don't think so. 接下来我们来看一下怎么礼貌地表达我不同意你的观点。我们把这个表达拆分成三要素。The first part is to show that you understand the other person's opinion.The second part is to use an apology to introduce your disagreement. And finally, the third part is to provide an alternative. 在反对别人的观点之前，先认可，承认对方的观点也有可取之处。这样可以为你后面的反对做铺垫，也不伤害别人的感情。我们来看这个部分有哪些说法。最简单的 ,yes, 对，没错。That's a good point. 你说的有道理。
It's actually a good point.
I see what you mean. 我明白你的意思。I hear what you're saying. 这句话跟上一句的意思差不多。我明白你的意思。I respect your point. 我尊重你的看法。还可以说 I agree to some extent. To some extent 表示一定程度上。我在一定程度上同意你的说法。或者我们还可以说 on the whole. On the whole 就是总体来说，整体来看。On the whole, I agree with you. 总体来说，我同意你的看法。接下来第二个部分就可以转折过渡到你不同意对方的观点。这个转折或者过渡我们可以用 but 但是，或者可以用 I'm not sure 我不确定，也可以通过道歉来进行转折，可以说 I'm afraid 或者 I'm sorry but。 好，那我们先看一下用 but I think 但我觉得
But I think it's time you know the truth.
But from my perspective or but in my opinion，但是在我看来，后面就可以跟你的观点。还有一种说法就是 But I have to say I disagree. 但是我不得不说我不同意。
Look, not that I'm an expert, but I have to say.
好，那如果不确定 I'm not sure about that. 关于什么什么我不确定。或者 I'm not sure I agree with you on something. 我不确定关于什么什么事情我是不是同意。
I'm not sure I agree.
或者我们可以用 I'm afraid I disagree, 恐怕我不同意。或者先道歉 I'm sorry but I disagree with you on this, 很抱歉但是我不同意你的看法。
I'm sorry but I think it's best if you leave now.
那如果你有一个 strong point, 你也可以非常理直气壮地去表达你的反对。I respectfully disagree, 我尊重但是不同意你的意见。I beg to differ, 恕我不敢苟同。
Well, I beg to differ with you, Andrew. I find your writing fascinating.
还有种说法就是 That's not always the case. 事情并非总是如此。好，你已经说了你不同意。那既然你不同意，肯定有你自己的原因，有你觉得更好的选择。那你应该提出来作为一种替代方案。这样也可以让对方觉得你不是在乱提意见，你有在认真思考，而且有自己的观点。下面是一些提供替代方案的说法。Instead, I think we should...Or instead, I think we could.
Instead, we should have just dropped water on the audience.
My suggestion would be to... 我的建议是
Well, then my suggestion would be that you find a donor.
或者也可以说 An alternative solution might be. 一个可能的替代方案是，也可以说 I would recommend that we 我建议我们怎么怎么样，或者可以用 how about we 要不我们怎么怎么样。I respect your point, but I have to say I disagree. My suggestion would be to jump on this right away, or we might lose the opportunity. I'm not sure about that. It's not always the case that buyers want a finished product. I would recommend that we take advantage of current market opportunities and launch some new products as soon as possible.
如果实在没有办法达成共识，想要搁置争议又不伤和气，有没有什么好的说法呢？
可以用 agree to disagree.
You know what, Rex? Let's just agree to disagree.
就是说，你们发现争下去没有意义，彼此都不会让步，也不会同意对方的观点，那就求同存异，用一种不伤和气的方法结束争论。
Let's just agree to disagree. 或者 I think we're going to have to agree to disagree. At least you find something to agree on. In this way, everybody wins.
今天的分享就到这里，我是杰斯，我们下期见。